This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Several mid-sized banks in the U.S. are going to tell us this week how they did in the fourth quarter. Things have not exactly been easy for them ever since the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank last March. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what these banks are up against.
Ever since the banking crisis last year, a lot of small and mid-sized banks have been trying to prevent their depositors from pulling out their money by raising interest rates on deposits.
It's not uncommon for us to see interest expense that's up 500 to 1,000% for an institution year over year.
That's David Schiff at the consulting company West Monroe. He says compared to national banks, regional banks are more dependent on their customers' deposits.
They're lending out a greater percentage of their deposits. They also don't have some of the diversified sources of income and asset management that the larger institutions have.
Last August, the ratings agency Moody's downgraded the credit ratings of 27 regional banks, partly because of how hard it's been for them to raise capital, and because of their exposure to the commercial real estate sector.
The confluence of those things can kind of interact in a way that it can be greater than just the sum of their parts.
That's Jill Satina, Associate Managing Director for U.S. Banks at Moody's. She says banks have tools they can use to respond to these challenges. For instance, pulling back on certain types of lending.
That might have been a new business segment that they were experimenting with. And they say, I'm just going to wind it down as a way of trying to focus in on what their core strengths are.
Banks might also try to reduce their exposure to riskier commercial real estate loans. Nate Tobik, the founder of Complete Bank Data, says that could mean making smaller loans when they're up for renewal.
We gave you a credit line last year of $1 million, and all we feel comfortable doing for your renewal is $650,000.
Tobik says the pressures regional banks are facing probably aren't going away anytime soon. He says interest rates on deposits, for instance, are going to keep pressure on banks, even if the Federal Reserve decides to cut rates.
It's not going to be back to 0% rates. And so this is sort of the new environment that we need to adapt to.
Tobik says that means banks are probably going to stay fairly picky about who they lend to in the near future. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.